Thank you very much, David. And thanks again for inviting me here to the Timing Research. I guess this is the Tech Wizards bunch at this point. So today I want to talk to you guys about the Toupain fractal trading strategy. And let's see, I'm going to buzz right through this, speed read this really quick. And I'm not going to be giving out any trades today. This is not financial advice. These are merely trade ideas. These are ideas that I want you guys to steal and incorporate into your own trading. If you're not aware of who I am a poster child for Rogaine, but in my spare time, I am an individual trader and almost at gunpoint, I became a performance coach at around 2005 when people found out that I quit my job and was trading from home. And frankly, it's incredibly isolating and sometimes boring. And it was really great to start working with people. And I really love to help people achieve success as well too. So some of the trades or some of the services that I've been involved with in the past have been, as David said, OptionsMD, DO Trade, Docs Trading Tools, and my original service, which is still out there somewhere, Options Linebacker. So my specialties have been fractal price analysis, options, and future strategies. And as a result of my own liabilities and weaknesses, I've had to become an expert on trading mindset. And this is where I decided to write a book about that sense, which was Hacking the Holy Grail. Everybody is looking for the Holy Grail. It doesn't really exist, although it does in between your ears. So that's been out for a couple of years and is sort of written in a story format. So it's hopefully fun to read and you can pretty much get through it in a couple of evenings. And then a book that I put out last year during the pandemic, perfect timing for that, was Fractal Energy Trading. So this is my actual strategy trading book and is really underpins everything that I do. And of course, if you guys ever want to get a hold of me offline, doc at Ready Set Trade. Okay, so without further ado, my purpose today in presenting to you guys is I've been trading for a while now. It's starting to be a long time. And I've made every mistake that's out there. And I've tried a lot of things. And, you know, you look at the markets every day, you do get exposed to a lot of different things, a lot of people, a lot of techniques. And I've seen what's worked for me and I've seen what has not worked for me through it all. So it's the problem here is the trading is actually fairly simple. It's, you know, buy low, sell high. It's not that hard. We just make it very, very difficult due to our mental complexities. So today I'd like to give you a few simple, powerful ideas, and I hope you're able to make a masterpiece with these over time. Okay, without further ado, off we go. Ready, set, go. So I like to start things by identifying the problem. I'm a former reformed engineer, and I like to start off by identifying what the problem is and then identify what the gap is and then find a way to fix it. I'm a troubleshooter at heart. So the problem that we need to fix is accurate charting and price discovery leading to directional trading edge. So the problem here is that our own embedded human nature ensures that we start out the wrong way. See if any of these sound familiar. Humans are herd animals, are they not? I mean, my favorite thing to do is to go to a football game with 100,000 of my closest friends and just cheer my throat out. And we feel strength in numbers. We feel safety in a crowd. It's our nature to go with a crowd. We are pack animals after all, and no one wants to feel like they missed out. And this is why the last year has been so difficult for so many people in isolation. And also we're seeing this herd instinct also in some of the recent forums that are out there. And I think everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about with this. So humans are herd animals. This is making it real tough to make a profit because of this. Okay. So we're used to social logic too. This is a recent thing. I would say over the last maybe 20 years or so, I think everybody listening now probably does exactly the same thing. If you're going to buy something, you're going to go into Amazon and you're going to look for something with 4 or 5 stars in it. And you're going to implicitly trust every comment that is written in there in terms of whether it's Yelp and finding the bacon bros or finding a katana sword or whatever have you. Doesn't matter. We typically just take the shortcut and we socialize these everyday decisions. And there's nothing wrong with that. I certainly do that as well too. But then when we go to use that for investing, this is where we get into trouble. This is what I call social investing. And I've been griping about this for a long time. And just the recent events that we're seeing are, you know, I don't have to tell you guys how dangerous this can be. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun. It could be really, you know, it feels great to be part of something that's working. And man, does it suck to be part of something that's not working. And I think we've seen both ends of that spectrum just the last week. So the results of this, and here's the chart from today just on GameStop, you know, social investing isn't really a good idea, I think, unless you combine it with some kind of professional skills where you know how to sell into the strength, know how to take the opposite side and understand things like Delta, Gamma, and Vega to identify identify opportunities within the option space, you know, unless you're doing that, you're always chasing the price of an asset. You're always late to the party. You're buying at the highs and selling out at the lows. This is never going to work if you keep doing that. And then what people do is they say, well, maybe I just need to learn more from the media. And I was guilty of this. I mean, the very first week that I quit my job, I TV, I stuck a monitor right into my office, and I was sitting there listening to CNBC all day long. And that was absolutely the wrong thing to do. So the investing media is not out there to help you. You're the product, just like Facebook, you're the product. You're the eyeballs that are seeking that. They're, you know, like one of the, I think the most famous things that came out of 2020 was the Bill Ackman trade. This was genius. The guy comes on, and quite honestly, I don't have any beef with Bill Ackman, because he came on there, they asked him to come on, and he said exactly what he felt, which was like, this is a disaster waiting to happen. We need to shut down the country. We need a 30-day shutdown. And it literally scared the crap out of everybody. Well, nobody said anything, though, that he was short, like, you know, billions of dollars of capital at that point. And that turned out to be the trade of the year, because he was short into that meeting, said what it was on his mind, and he covered at the right time. So there's guys out there like Bill that know how to use the media to, you know, as a means to an end for their own things. But for the rest of us, we're already too late to the party. So one of the best things that you can do is just to turn off any of the financial media, because all it's doing is giving you the wrong bias, and it's not going to help you. So if people finally figure that out, then they start looking for guidance and say, well, man, maybe I just need to find some guru, right? So we get away from the rabble, but this search can be equally difficult, because you got to find somebody that you can understand and you can trust, and that aligns with your own belief system. And it just feels like everybody is out to take advantage of you. It's, you know, I don't have to tell you guys how tough this is. So this is how we all start out. We are lost in a crowd, right? So eventually what we have to do is we have to find our own way. We have to find our own way. We have to separate ourselves from the crowd and quit going along and being a follower, and we have to differentiate ourselves. So one of the things that we have to do is we have to focus. We have to know what we're trading and why we're trading it. We have to really focus on one thing. Got to stop being a jack of all trades and a master of none. And then by then we're going to have a plan, and we're going to dedicate ourselves to that plan, and failure is not an option for that plan. And then we learn about price discovery. Instead of just social investing and just going along with the crowd, we're actually going to learn how to detect price discovery. Now, it used to be these guys were right there. They could see and feel and even smell the price discovery right in front of them. But a lot of these guys are off the floor now. They're upstairs. They're trading on their own. And it's just no longer the same. So doing price discovery is today's challenge, is that we're all on our own. And, you know, it's just you and the monitor. And you guys all know how difficult this is. This is a very, very difficult thing to do, to reach through the screen and sense that war between the buyers and the sellers. That's what price discovery is. We're trying to figure that out. So that's how to find our way. But the problem that a lot of people make is that they get into the more is better trap. The more is better trap. We've all done this before. It's like we'll start off with one study, and then we just keep adding studies and studies and studies. So I've got we'll start out with price only like this and say, well, here's the price chart. Well, you know, maybe we should add some moving averages onto here to understand what the trend is doing. So we'll add the 50 and the 200-day moving averages, because everybody wants to know when the death cross is and the golden cross. Okay, so we got those. We know what our trend is. And so, well, you know, you can't have a chart without the MACD, moving average, convergence, divergence, the histogram and the two line. There we go. Now we're starting to look like professional investors with the price chart and the moving averages and the MACD on our chart. Okay, fantastic. But no, I was watching somebody else the other day, and he's like, you know, you really can't have a chart without some type of oscillator. So we have to use the stochastic on here. Everybody's got the stochastic and the MACD and moving averages. But, you know, I was watching this guy's charting the other day, and he brought up the RSI, the relative strength index from Wells Wilder. Everybody's got to have the RSI. I mean, you can't be a professional investor unless you could state with conviction what the RSI value is for the period of 14. But, you know, I was watching this guy's chart the other day, and it's this John Bollinger guy, and he's really convincing when he talks about how adding these standard deviation bands on here really can, you know, provide some understanding about the volatility and what's going on with the volatility and when it's too stretched. And that looks really pretty good. But, you know, there was this guy that brought up the Keltner channels too, and they combined them together, that when the Keltners are trading inside of the Bollinger bands, we had this thing called a squeeze. And that's really pretty cool. But, you know, I was watching this guy's chart the other day and he put up this oscillator called the Arun and it looks really cool. And it just, every time the cross was out there, it was just a great signal. So I just can't imagine running my charts without having the Arun oscillator on here. And that looks pretty good. But you know, the other day I was watching this guy and he was bringing up another Wells Wilder study called the ADX or Average Directional Index. And it tells you the strength of the trend. And at this point, you should be looking at yourself going, all right, wait a minute. What have we done with the price? The price just got squashed up here into this little tiny strip that you can barely see what is going on. Meanwhile, what you've done is you've created paralysis analysis or analysis by paralysis, right? Because there's no way you're going to find a signal that meets all the conditions of all these different studies and the moving averages and the Keltners and the Bollingers and all the different oscillators and the RSI in here. It just won't happen. You're going to twist yourself into a pretzel. And this is the point here. So there's got to be a simpler way to do this. You'll end up trading not to lose instead of trading to win, which is the beginning of the end for most retail traders. And this is the downward spiral that most of them get into when they lose confidence in themselves and they get to the point where they say, you know, on this next trade, if I could just not lose money, I'd be happy with that. And that's the beginning of the end because you're going to wait until things feel good, which means you are trading with the herd, which means there's no chance of you winning that trade. You don't have any edge against the herd. So my thought here is that we need to simplify our approach to see what the answer is. So we can just start with price maybe. So it's never lagging. It's not based on some derivative study written 50 years ago by some heard of. It's also what we find is that indicators lie all the time because of the lag. It's a 14 or 20 or 30 period sample that's on there and it's lagging. It's always going to be lagging. The price never lies. It's always instantaneous and it never lags. Something else is a lot of people I see people arguing in public forums about the price. Oh, this can't be happening. Well, it is happening. How can you argue with the price? Price is the ultimate arbiter of value. It's never wrong. Price also reflects everything that is currently discounted into the asset this very second. Again, this is something that a lot of retail traders need to learn. You know, hey, wait till tomorrow's news. And, you know, like, well, guess what? The market already knows about that. Or, hey, this car is going to be released next week and wait till that car gets released and wait till you see what the stock does. Market already knows about that car release, right? It probably will sell off after that because it's got nowhere to go. So we'll start with price. But the problem is a lot of people say, it's hard. It's difficult. I can't do that. I need my studies on there. I need all of these derivative studies on there. Look, I used to have the same objections. I went through the same thing. I used to add way too much crap to my charts. But you can either keep doing the same thing and hope for different results, or you can learn what the rest of the professionals did long ago. And I would challenge you to look at the charts of any professional trader that you meet that are out there. I think what you'll find is that most of them are very crude. It's almost like, you know, children coloring with crayons or something like that. It's just very simple because there's not that much to it. Price discovery. You don't need all these derivative studies on there. So I would like to believe that I've simplified it just a bit with this process. So this is the point of the system. So we shall get started now. Okay. Is everybody good? Okay. So we're going to start with step one, logically. And step one goes along with my first of my four fractal rules, which is the direction of the trade, which is that the larger timeframes dominate the trend. Larger timeframes dominate the trend. So if we're going to trade directionally, we got to figure out which direction that we're going to trade. Okay. So first things first here, let's keep things simple. So what direction do we trade? Should we trade long or short? Well, that depends on the trend, right? It has to be an uptrend if we're going to trade to the long side, but the trend will differ depending on which time frame that we're looking at. So in this case, like we have a weekly chart here. That's a weekly chart and it's showing an uptrend. But if I bring this thing down to something like a 60-minute chart, we have a downtrend, at least up to this point. So everything is a matter of perspective and it depends on which time frame that you're looking at. So the trend differs depending on which time frame that we look at. So the next point obviously is, well, we need to select the right time frame, right? So one of the first steps that we'll need to make is the selection of the primary trading time frame. So I'm just going to highlight this, the primary trading time frame for our strategy. So this is not as hard as it sounds. So buy and hold trades might use a much longer primary trading hold time from the swing trade primary. For most people that are swing trading, that are setting up trades that are anywhere from a couple of days to a couple of weeks in length, are going to use the daily chart as their primary trading time frame. That's clearly the most popular. And then we can go above and slower than that if we want to for like buy and hold, or we can even go in on that as we'll see. see if we're going to trade in the space of a day. So intraday future trade will use a much shorter primary trading time frame than swing trades. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. But the context is so important to everything. Someone just following a very small time frame chart is going to get whipped back and forth. So what I want you to think of is the tide. So we go out to the shore, we see the ocean there, and we say, oh, there's the waves. But don't forget about the tide if you park your car on the beach, because it might get pulled in, right? The tide is a much larger thing that's happening in and out and in and out. All we tend to focus on is the waves. So the tide in this case is like a larger time frame chart, which can ruin your day all of a sudden if the larger time frame decides to assert itself. These are much more powerful than the intraday candles. So context is important for this. And here's one of my favorite illustrations, which will help you understand this. And I want you to think of this example going forward, or maybe on the way home tonight or something, but walking the dog. Maybe you are home walking the dog. So if you're going to walk the dog from point A to point B, and this is generally how I do it, you know, I strap my headphones on and I've got things to think about. And I'm like most guys, you know, if you tell us to go from point A to point B, we're just going to go straight there. We're not going to wander around. We're not going to stop in a little, well, let's just pop in a shop for some tea over here. Nope, we're going to go right over to point B. So that's me going from point A to point B. Now, if I'm walking my dog, the dog is going to be on some kind of an orbit based on the length of the leash. So the radius of the leash is going to set pretty much what's happening here. And like most dogs, they're going to be all over there trying to mark their territory, explore smells, and do whatever it is that dogs do. But guess what? We will arrive at the same place at the same time. Now, isn't this kind of an analog for how charts work? So if you use a larger time frame, which in this case, I am the larger time frame, going from point A to point B, if you look at something like a weekly chart, you'll just see one string of candles. You'll just see one trend, one swing. There won't be that much detail to it. But if you zoom into an intraday chart, you're going to see all these uptrends and downtrends and all this noise. And you're not going to look at them and say, well, they can't be the same thing. But it is. It's exactly the same thing. It's just interlaid upon that weekly chart. So what I want you to do is to think of price action in two terms now, the anchor and the signal. The anchor and the signal. So the anchor is obviously the larger time frame. So a weekly anchor is going to, you know, we're just going to see one big long trend going up to a consolidation. But if we look at an hourly chart, it's going to look like just uptrends and downtrends and uptrends and downtrends all over the place. So zooming out, zooming in, anchor versus signal chart, anchor versus signal. So obviously anchor is something that we pick up the trend on, and signal is what we actually take the signals for. Okay. So isn't that hard? So using the anchor chart, if I'm going to get in a kayak, I want to go downstream. I don't know about you guys. I don't want to do that little eddy pool stuff, you know, like paddling upstream. It looks cool, but I think I'd be worn out if I kept on going upstream. So I want to go downstream, and this is what you want to do. You want to use the anchor chart to find out what that trend and or swing is, the direction that offers the path of least resistance. It requires zero effort to maintain that downstream direction, and that's the way I want you to trade. I want you to find that path of least resistance, and it should be effortless. So you're going to find that from the anchor chart swing. Now, there's a difference between swing and trend. This is a trend where we have higher highs and higher lows, higher highs, higher lows, lower high, higher low. So that's a consolidation. And then we kick back into the trend again, higher highs, higher lows. That's the trend. The swing is going to be defined by, you know, these are price swings. It's just a leg in the context of the trend. Yes. So again, look for the most effortless path for the price for your anchor chart, trade in that direction. If you have trouble figuring out which way it is, use a child, because they keep things simple. They don't overcomplicate it. So here's a trend cheat code. This is something that I do like to use, which is the Heiken Ashi candles. So I'm not going to explain the Heiken Ashi candles, but basically what they do is they try to paint on the bar itself what the trend is. And when I say the trend, I'm talking about the swing. It's not the overall trend. So in other words, like here's the trend, which is higher highs and higher lows, but each one of these is the swing direction that you're looking for. Swing up, lightly swing down, swing up, swing down, swing up, down. This is really a cheat code. They color code the swing direction. So it's a great tool. Every package has it. It's not that hard to use. So let's talk about applying step number one. Let's wrap things up with step number one. Understand what primary time frame to select to fit your trading strategy. Understand how to read the trend and the swing direction of your anchor chart. Don't overcomplicate it. Trade in the direction of the anchor chart swing. This is something I'm saying in the room at Ready, Set, Trade all the time. Trade in the direction of the anchor chart swing. Larger time frames will will dominate that overall trend. We should use those larger time frames to take a piggyback ride. You can also use Heiken Ashi candles to color code the swing direction and take that cheat code. So we have just determined what direction to trade in, but not the entry point. We have not figured out the entry point. This will need a signal chart. So onward, and I will take any questions on this at the end of the presentation. Should have a couple of minutes. Okay, signal the entry in step two. Reversals are the holy grail, so we're going to look for those reversals. Reversals are what everybody's after because what they offer is the very best reward to risk at that level. So a reversal up in this area is going to offer you a stop loss, which is just above the recent highs, and is going to offer you tremendous reward to risk. So this is why we're always after reversals, even small time frame reversals. They're the holy grail of trading. So the problem here is if we're just trading off of our anchor chart, which I call in this slide the large lumbering anchor chart, what makes it so great for following the trend also makes it really hard to use to spot reversals. Because by the time that you've spotted the reversal, the price is all the way down here and it's next to useless. It's too slow. It's no good. But change happens from the inside out. So this is what I call rule number two of my fractal energy trading rules. Things change from smaller to larger from the inside out. A virus infects a single host cell. It begins to multiply and swamp your immune system. So a trend reversal starts from the smallest time frames and progressively propagates to larger time frames. It's almost like a trend reversal infects that chart. So if you were to drive the same car every day, you don't notice items wearing and degrading until somebody else drives it. Like, dude, what's wrong with your car? And you're like, what are you talking about? You don't notice it because the changes are so small. Change happening at small levels are early warning to possible failure or reversal. So we're looking for trend reversal. Okay. So signal chart reversals. Okay. A top reversal. We can see this just through the trend. If we're looking at something like this, here's higher highs, higher lows, higher highs, higher lows, higher highs, lower low, lower high, lower low. We have a reversal right there. Oops. But we caught this. We noticed it because it's at a smaller time frame instead of the large lumbering anchor chart. And the bottom reversal is the same way. We have lower highs, lower lows, lower highs, lower lows, lower highs, lower lows. And then all of a sudden, boom, we print a higher high, higher low, higher high. Trend reversal. That's a change in polarity. So change propagates higher in time frame. So what starts out as a daily reversal over here eventually will propagate to a weekly reversal, eventually propagates to a monthly reversal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So reversals propagate. So what are we looking for? Let's get back to the task at hand here. We have our anchor chart. We have identified the trend. We've identified the swing, in this case, to the upside. Now what we're going to do is we're going to use a signal chart in conjunction. We're going to marry the two together, and we're going to use a smaller time frame signal chart to show the reversals. And we can actually start to see these, and we'll highlight these, and we'll make these a little bit simpler for you in a minute. But you can see these reversals where it's trending down, and all of a sudden reverses back up again, and trends down, trends down, trends down, reverses back up again. So what we're looking for is we're looking for these reversals as they go back in the direction, just like as the dog goes back in the same direction as me on the walk. So we have two bodies going in the same direction. That's what we're looking for. Think of that dog, think of the owner, think of the leash, and then marry those two together with a couple of price charts. So how do we select that signal time frame? Well, if we're trading the equity markets, that's 6.5 hours a day. If we divide the daily chart, you know, multiply, you know, the number of minutes in 6.5 hours, that ends up being a 78 minute signal chart. So if you ever see somebody trading a 78 minute chart, that is exactly what's going on here. So that will explain to you because it's 5 times faster than a daily chart. Now, if we're trading futures overnight, if we're trading something like Forex or crypto, this is going to be a little bit different because the market never shuts off. So it's a little bit easier to contain this in the context of the equities market for now, until probably the next couple of years when it's going to be a 24/7 melee. Let's put it that way. So if we're trading the hourly chart as our anchor chart, we'll use a 12-minute signal chart. If we are using a 1,000 tick anchor chart, we'll get into tick charts in a minute, we can use a 200 tick signal chart. I can use more than the anchor signal time frame. So a lot of times what I'll do is, and this is beyond what I'm talking about today, but I will quite often use a 3-pane chart like this. And each of these is separated from the next by factor of 5. But I don't want to do 3 panes today. We're just doing 2-pane. Okay. So let's wrap up step number 2, rule number 2 here. Under understand what smaller time frames to use for your signal chart to help spot changes and trend faster. Understand how to read the trend in the direction of the smaller time frame chart. The entries, here's the key to this. The entries will be found when the signal chart reverses back into the anchor chart swing direction. Trade in the direction of the anchor chart swing. Remember that? That little poem that we have? Until you see the signal chart reversing. Reversals come from the inside out and propagate higher. I will put all this together in the next bunch of slides. So hopefully you can start to see where this is going. You can start to see the construction of this. And then we just make it a little bit more elegant with step number three, where we add precision and some signals to it. So we're off to a good start. But the challenge here is that we're trading in the direction of the anchor chart swing, and we're taking these little signals down here. We're taking the entries, the signal chart reverses back in the anchor swing direction. So it's not the easiest thing to do unless you're good with price action. So unless you're able to read price action and you're quick on the draw with these things, it's not that easy to do, but it can be done. So what do we do? Well, we're going to use what's called the RSI in Laguerre time with embedded fractal energy. My God, what a name that is. Let me explain what this is. Okay, so the fractal energy study is the yellow one. And this is something that I've been using for the past 10 years in all of my trading. This is also known as the choppiness index. What we use is it's called fractal energy because what it essentially does is identifies almost like a fuel tank that's available for the market. And we see markets do the same thing. They go from range expansion to range contraction, range expansion to range contraction. And they go back and forth and back and forth over those states again and again and again. So this is what we use the fractal energy study for. So it's very useful to have. And so we just decided to bolt on this oscillator to it, which is called the RSI in Laguerre time. Now, I tried to Google this. I tried to study up on what the Laguerre time transform is. And I saw a whole bunch of symbols that were in differential equations and calculus, you know, things like, like this and, when we go from here to here and then the summation of this, and then like my eyeball started to roll back into my forehead and it reminded me of engineering school again. And I just didn't want to go back in time to revisit that stuff. So it's bringing back some bad memories, PTSD from school. So basically what this is, it's an adaptive time frame. It's an adaptive time transform. So instead of saying, okay, over the last 14 bars, we're going to look for the price doing this and this and this, it's not a fixed time frame sample. So what it does is when it starts to see price moving faster, it will actually crank up the time frame. It's adaptive. So it's one of the most accurate oscillators that I've seen. It's very, very responsive. So it's not a trailing oscillator like the rest of them are. It does trail a little bit because otherwise you're going to get too much noise in there, but you can set the amount of noise that you're willing to tolerate. So we have the RSI in Laguerre time, and then we have the fractal energy study. So it's a very versatile, useful indicator. And I use it on quite a bit of things, especially the quick stuff, the intraday stuff, because I honestly don't really need an oscillator with the swing trade. Okay, so that's the RSI in Laguerre time. Let's apply this to the problem at hand. We are going to look for the hook. We're going to look for the hook. Now, the hook happens when, in the context of a larger time frame uptrend like this, what we're going to see is we're going to see the oscillator hook up. We're going to see it dip down and hook up. We're going to see it dip down. And these red circles are where the signal is showing up on the study. And it's actually alerting you, saying, I've got a hook here. What do you want to do with it? And it can email you, it can text you, it can do whatever, right? So RSI hooks happen when the RSI hooks up from the oversold zone from 0 to 20, gets above 20, and then bang, there is your hook signal. So we're using the RSI to tell us when these signals are aligning, when the shorter time frame signal chart aligns with the larger time frame anchor chart, we have an alignment, we have a hook. So let's apply step number three, and then I'm going to show you some applications for this briefly. So we're going to start by identifying the anchor chart, trend, and swing. And once we're comfortable with our read on a valid swing direction through price action or Heiken Ashi candles, we will look to the signal chart for a pullback reversal back in the direction of the anchor chart swing. And we can also use this RSI Laguerre hook signal to help signal the entry into the new signal chart trend. Now, we're going to put everything together with three applications. We're going to start, first of all, with swing trades. We're going to do swing trades. So let's do a manual chart setup. So a manual chart setup, I've got Heiken Ashi's over here on the daily chart. I've got the RSI Laguerre setting up over here. I've got the RSI on both of these. And I'm using the 78-minute chart. And I'm simply looking for, if I've identified an uptrend, I'm simply looking for these hook signals here. That's it. That's all we're doing. looking for the hook. Most of them are working out. And what we're trying to do is, as we'll see in a minute, we're going to buy enough time to make them work out. We're going to be trading them front week. Now, here's my favorite part to this is the automated setup. I don't want to be sitting there watching charts all day long. It's not what I want to do. So I trade in the morning, and in the afternoon, I'm generally writing or I'm working with people and in general living life, right? So you don't want to be just sitting there staring charts all day long. You'll go crazy. So I have Thinkorswim in this case email me when the signal shows up. Now, the only difference that I had to make with this one is I had to make the signal chart 60 minutes because there is no way to scan on a 78 minute time frame in Thinkorswim. But that's close enough. It's close enough to a factor of five that I'm not going to complain about it. And the signals are quite good. So the automated scanning comes along. We have a scanner working with this. We can use the broker's horsepower. And what happens is when all of these signals fall through, I get an email that shows up. And this is what looks like in the email. And I have to know what the SPY was added to. Ready, set, trade, daily 60 minute RSI Laguerre scan long. That's the signal. And so what that means is that it's my job to now go out to the broker interface and enter a long position. What kind of a long position should we use? Well, what we're going to do is generally set up front week. We're going to use $2 wide option debit spreads. Generally, we're using call debit spreads in this case. At the money for about a dollar debit, which can sometimes be a little bit of a challenge. We've had many signals in the past where the call put skew was so bad that it became very expensive to buy these. But when we can enter them, we'll look for 50% or better profit. So the signals are pretty accurate. There's been very few of them that have been duds. Okay. They generally have got some good momentum because of that larger time frame working to the upside. Sometimes I will miss these, especially if they show up during late hours. So we've had a number of signals that have showed up like 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern time, and I'm just not around to take it. So you could do this through automated trading if you wanted to. Okay. So that's swing trades. It's really simple. We have the broker do most of the work for us, and we just take the setups. Let's go to intraday options. Intraday options is where we're trading puts or calls, depending on whether the signal's firing short or long. And so the chart setup in this case is slightly different. Now, I use a little bit of a twist here, because what I'll do is I will chart tick charts, because those are my favorite intraday version, because they come up with these beautiful, beautiful signals. And that's the nature of tick charts, is they're very, very, you know, the zigzag, you get the waves in there, you get the movement, the cyclic behavior shows up much better than time charts. And so to get that, what I have to do is I have to chart the NQ or the ES, depending on what I'm trading. The NQ or the ES, I have to trade the large futures contract. But what I'll do is I'll actually take the trade with an option. Okay, let's talk about tick charts for a second. A candle is printed for every N transaction. So in this case, a 2000 tick chart, every time there's 2000 combination of buys or sells, it doesn't matter about size that they are, but 2000 individual transactions come through, boom, there's another open, high, low, close candlestick. So again, what this does is it makes the chart much more volume adaptive. So one of the problems is, like, if you're charting something overnight, you're going to get tink, tink, tink. You know, if you're trading or charting time-based charts, you're just going to waste all that real estate. Or also, if you get an FOMC announcement, you get something that happens like this. You get one candle that goes up and down and up and down and has no information in it whatsoever. But if you look at an FOMC release on tick charts, it's like this. It's beautiful. You get these wonderful patterns that are out there. So I'm a big proponent of tick charts, but they're not always easy to get. You can't get them with every broker. So TradingView does not currently support tick charts, nor do many other popular free brokers. You got to, you know, like Thinkorswim does offer them, as well as some others. Okay, so option selection. So here's the advantage of the spider, because the spider's got every 2 days, you're printing another series. So the most option that you're going to have to buy is one for the next day. So a 1 day to expiration option. So what we can do is we can almost extrapolate the price based on an option moving from at the money to out of the money. In this case, if we had paid like $1.19 for an option, it will go up to the price of approximately $1.76, like this, or $57 gain. So you can kind of, it's cheating. It's just extrapolation on there. But you need to know, like, what does a 10-point move really pay off? Because it's different from futures. Futures are 100% linear. You know exactly if you have a 10-point move, how much your contract will change in value. With options, you don't, because it's a moving target. It's got a lot of moving parts to it. Okay. So SPY options have a significant advantage over the Qs due to more series per week. So especially with the latest batch of weeklies that are out there, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Accuracy of this. You're going long the front at the money option, and the most you can lose on the trade is the debit paid, although it's better to stop out and re-enter. So SPY options will at most have 1 day left. A 1 day option, depending on where the volatility is, will be about 150 to 200. And on a zero DTE option will be about $100. Get in and get out. Don't dawdle. Don't let it linger. If the price just sits there and chops around, just get out of the trade. Wait for the next trend. Okay, that is our intraday long option. So it's very simple, just a put or a call, depending on whether you're firing short or long. And then we're going to wrap things up with futures here, and we're just about on time. Okay, so the chart set up for futures, and by the way, I'm looking at Tradovate. This is the Tradovate interface. So again, I'm using tick charts for futures trading, but I'm using a much faster combination. In this case, it's a 1375 via 275 tick setup, and I'm looking at the MNQ, which is the micro NASDAQ. The combined RSI Laguerre FE study is also used for this. Got to use a ladder interface. Do not trade futures without a ladder interface. If your broker does not offer a ladder interface, then please don't trade futures with it. Don't use the big green and red buttons like a Forex interface, because you need a proper ladder. You've got to have one cancels other bracket orders for trading futures. Otherwise, you will get burned sooner or later. They just move too fast. Okay, so start with the micro E-minis. There's no commission. There's more commission drag with them. They're not as efficient as the big boys, but the smaller notional value will help keep the trade below your risk radar, help keep your account from getting blown out if you have one bad day. So my preference is the NQ, which is the NASDAQ, followed by the YM, which is the Dow. I'd prefer not to trade the ES, actually. I trade a lot of S&P stuff, but the S&P futures are just too chunky because they move in quarter point increments. Strategies for this. They're the best instruments for pure directional trading, but don't hold these overnight. They're an unlimited loss instrument, which can hit your margin limit. So they're usually a lot more expensive to hold overnight too. So stops and profit targets have to be adjusted depending on what's happening with the volatility, as do the tick values of your chart. Okay, those are the three applications. Let's wrap things up and we'll get you on to the next step of your day. Step one, set up your anchor chart. Select an anchor chart for the style of trading that you're going to be doing and understand the trend and the current swing. So in this case, if we're looking at this chart, the trend is this. It's higher highs and higher lows. The swing is this dude right there. That's the swing that you're trading in. Okay. So what I always say, trade in the direction of the anchor chart swing. That's step one. Step two, select a signal time frame that is five times faster than the anchor chart in order to catch the faster reversals to the mean. Those are pullback. And then step three is use Heiken and Ashi candles to help you identify the trend on your anchor chart, the trend of that particular swing, which direction is the swing going, and then add the RSI Laguerre study. In this case, here's the signal. We're just in the middle of this swing here, and here's the long signal right there. There's the hook. Bang, away you go. Trading instruments. Swing trades use front week debit spreads. Intraday options use front day options when possible, or back day options if necessary. Futures use micro E-mini. Quick profits, get in, get your fair share, get out. Don't dawdle. Okay, filtering. Now, filtering is not something we've really talked about because this would take us a few hours to get through, but it's how to stand to the side when conditions are less than optimal, because not everything is going to work out perfectly for this. There's going to be situations where it's just chopping around the place and has no direction. You need to stand to the side during that, or find a strategy with options that makes money while the price is just chopping around and going nowhere. Okay. Filtering is the keystone of fractal energy trading program in my book. So once you gain experience in the markets, you'll be able to better identify those conditions that offer higher versus lower probability. All right. So what are the next steps for you to take anything? So I invite you to take anything and everything from this presentation. But if you have difficulty figuring out what to do, like how to get started, you're not alone. Right? So consider joining our community at Ready, Set, Trade. We're a community of traders that seek high probability, low risk trades in the options and futures markets. We want to make $100 a day and just continually just keep doing it again and again and again. So we provide the structure and the guidance to show how to quickly come up to speed on fractal energy trading, high probability strategies, plus all the other intangibles, which I think are so important. And we work on systems. Goals are for people who care about winning once. Systems are for people who care about winning repeatedly. And that's really really what we do. So we've got a live daily trading room. We've got 5 times a week newsletter. We have a live online community, live trade notifications and adjustments. If we take a trade, we publish it immediately. Multiple trading courses on strategies and techniques, strategy briefs, research notes, everything is out there. So what we're offering today is for a one time. So we're just offering this right now because we're just releasing the course right now. So for $47.99, less than $48, the Two Pain Trading System, learn to make more accurate trades. And again, that's $47.99 and that's available at readyset.trade/2TWO. What's in the course? Well, it's got a number of modules that are in there with PDFs, and I go through the different applications as well as dive deep into the RSI with in Laguerre time with the embedded fractal energy study. So weekly swing trading with Two Pain directional, as well as the system-based scanning, intraday option trading, as well as intraday futures trading. Now, these ones are not done yet. Those will be done in a couple of days, and you should feel good about that because this is not some old course that I did 10 years ago that I'm exhuming and hoping to sell. This is something that I'm working on right now and just releasing. So this is the latest stuff that we have. Now, the other thing that you'll find is that with this course, I'm going to help you identify how you can find the study for different platforms. It's available for some and not all, but also like the setting up the scanner is not that simple. So it does require some help. And we also are including member access for this as well too. So even if you just buy the course and don't become an elite member, you've got access to what we call the 10X tribe, which is our live community that's out there and is up to, I think it's 800 folks on there. So we're really starting to get a great community going, a lot of chatter and a lot of help for each other. And we're professional about this. This is not like a Wall Street Bets kind of community. So with that, what's that link again? That is readyset.trade/2TWO. And I've got about 2 minutes for questions and then I'm going to send it back to Dave. Is there any provision for Forex traders in your system? Look, any fractal system like this will work on any application on any time frame. You're going to have to adapt it slightly differently. So I would, you know, because you're going to have the 24-hour access, you're going to have to set up different time frames, but this is the same thing that we did with the cryptocurrency version of this. So it's the same thing. It's the factor of five time frames. Okay. But I don't have a specific module in there for Forex because I don't trade Forex, but you can use the same principles for this to trade Forex to set up. You can use the same anchor chart, signal chart, thoughts, and methodology behind this. You can also use the RSI Laguerre. I'll tell you what, if you join the 10X tribe for free, I will help you find the studies because right now trying to show you where to find the studies or where to get them from. And in each case, it's custom code and it's not easy to find them and apply them and get them set up correctly, especially the scanner. But if you join the 10X tribe, I will help you get on board with those. So just go into, if you don't join the course, just go into elite.readyset.trade and join the 10X tribe for free. But I invite you to join the course because it's going to be after this weekend, it's going to be $99 once I finish it. Okay. David, thanks very much, everybody. I appreciate very much David and Anka being invited again to the Timing Research party here. And if you guys have any further questions for me, please reach out to me, doc@readyset.trade. I would love to hear from you.